code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 27th of August 2008. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, where you'll find lots of previous talks I've given, which go into the histories and the big organizations behind this big new world order that's coming into view, as Mr. Bush Sr. said. And I tried to explain what it is that's really going on. And the reality is so far from what you're told in media, it's beyond science fiction. And big, powerful organizations have been at this game for a long, long, long time. Nothing is ever as it's presented to be. There's always something else behind it. And power can only maintain power by making sure it runs the whole kit and caboodle, and that means all high tech, all big corporations and so on. And that's the key to it. Nothing really is independent in this system. They wouldn't be allowed to be independent. Also look into Alan Watt Sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download in the various languages of Europe. And today started off with a nice morning, until the planes came in. You know, this big air force that's going around the planet spraying the blazes out of us and laying these massive trails behind them that are not condensation trails, regardless of much propaganda put out by NASA or the others, how much they do. These are chemical sprays. And now they're calling it global dimming. And by God, did they ever dim this planet today? Because within a few hours, and watching these jets spread this stuff behind them, this polymer mush, and it is polymer. It's the stuff that was invented for military purposes to carry bacterium and chemicals to the ground. This polymer mush spread across the sky, and it's still completely overcast. And there's not a natural cloud to be seen. It's a complete chemical haze. And you know, we've had this for 10 years solid now. 10 years solid. I can remember when they first started 10 years ago doing it daily in the place I lived before. They came down to half the height that they now spray at. And you couldn't miss these trails behind them. They're like tapeworms going across the sky. They would stay there for hours. Condensation trails dissipate about a hand's length from the back of the jet. You put your hand up to the sky. And what's astounding is that most people don't even notice. That's the scary part. You have to wonder what on earth has happened to their mind to make them see nothing. Or, as Brzezinski said, they'll be unable to reason for themselves. They'll expect the media to do it for them. And if the media is keeping mum on this, and mum is the word in high masonry, then the people won't think anything about it. It cannot be important. Because everything that's important obviously will come from the television, which they think is some sort of appendage to their brain. But this mush is causing tremendous casualties across the planet, and people who are getting sprayed regularly are coming down with these long-lasting symptoms of chronic bronchitis, pneumonia-type symptoms. Lethargy is big in it, massive lethargy. And the bronchitis doesn't really clear up. Even with antibiotics, they have a temporary relief and then it's back again. Because we're being loaded up with chemicals on purpose by some secret air force that the real government of the planet runs. I'll be back with more after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Fact. Over 61% of U.S. adults are either overweight or obese. If you are one of these adults, isn't it time for a change in your health? Need help? Tired of silly products that don't work? Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea. Natural, no caffeine. This tea goes straight to the problem, the colon. Works within hours, not months. Get healthy, lose weight, and here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com, that's getthetea.com, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Want health? Getthetea.com.
Through the matrix and pointing out some of the stuff which you don't hear on the news when you're distracted with Olympic Games and all this nonsense. And even that's a whole story in itself. People don't even know why it began and who promoted it and what its ultimate purpose was to be. Or what the ancient games were all about when the victor got to basically wed a high priestess. And the rest of them were killed if they lost. But eugenics has always been around. You know, I get so sick of this word democracy being bandied around by the big boys as they push to take over the planet. Because we know it's a complete farce. There's no representation for the average person in any country. At all. Where is the complaints department for the aerial spraying that's going on? There is none. There's no way you can complain. And doctors have noticed the massive increase in bronchial problems and the lethargies and so on as well. So have the pharmacists too. The largest stuff they sell nowadays is basically antibiotics and antihistamines and bronchodilators and all of that because of the incredible problems caused by the spraying. I wouldn't care if it was talcum powder they were spraying in the sky. Even that is going to get into you and do damage after a while. And no doubt I've told these pilots, if these planes even have pilots, that we can't tell these little cattle down below that we're trying to save them and stop global warming. That'd be good enough for the pilots. That's how you con every level who participates in this mass destruction of the people below. You tell them they're a good cause, and be some fallout, of course, in society, but that's just acceptable. But we can't tell them what we're doing to them, poor souls. And it's nothing to do with saving the planet. Also, the stuff is so full of metallic salts and particles, you're becoming walking, literally walking antennas. And one of the articles I have here, which I'll go on to in a little while, after this article, tends to touch on that, because the Pentagon is investing heavily into what they call mind wars. They want literally to control everyone's mind. And if possible, if you were an enemy, they'd like to make you very stupid. This is from their own, you know, this is from their own site. To make you stupid, because a stupid enemy is easily beaten. So a stupid population, you see, is also easily beaten. And the public will suspend their disbelief because they can't believe that anyone would do such a thing on such a massive scale to us. Because you personally would never do it. And that's the leap you have to take from your own human consciousness into the mind of the psychopath. And this world is run by paranoid psychopaths who only have their own self-preservation in mind at all times, their own stability, their own intergenerational progress down through the ages. They don't care about us. In fact, they've told us over and over, there's too many of us now, they don't need us. Democracy, democracy. Here's from the home of democracy. And democracy, too, has never really had a static definition. It's like an elastic band that changes and stretches with every generation, or according to where the agenda is taking us. This is from the Telegraph in Britain. Now, Britain really is the pilot ship for this whole world society, because the world system, this British system, as John Dee called it, it was born in the 1500s to do with free trade and the takeover of all the resources of the world. Amalgamation, you might say, of continents into this one system. And that's where we're going today. 500 years have been at that part of it. And they use democracy as the big baton. We're bringing democracy to those people over there who make their wives wear veils and all that rubbish. How Big Brother watches your every move, from a Telegraph, August 17th, 2008. In our ever-growing surveillance society, the average Briton is being recorded 3,000 times a week, Richard Gray reports. And I say Britain is the pilot project because everything starts there, and when it happens in Britain now, it used to take 2 or 3 years to catch up in Canada, Australia, England, but really we're all at the same level today, and so really is the United States. So whatever I'm talking about here is being done across the planet. And it goes on to say, with every telephone call, swipe of a card, click of a mouse, information is recorded, compiled and stored about Britain's citizens. Investigation by the Sunday Telegraph has now uncovered just how much personal data is being collected about individuals by the government, law enforcement agencies and private companies each day. In 1 week, the average person living in Britain has 3,254 pieces of personal information stored him or her, most of which is kept in databases for years and in some cases indefinitely. The data includes details about shopping habits, because they know all your purchases if you use a card, mobile phone use, emails, locations during the day, that's by your phone, journeys and internet searches. In many cases, this information is kept by companies such as banks and shops, but in certain circumstances, it can be asked to hand it over to a range of legal authorities. And this is just a sideline here, but they did a study in the States recently and found out they don't even have to bother showing ID for them now. They just phone them up and ask them for it and say they're from the government. And they hand all the information over. Britain's information watchdog, the Information Commissioner's Office. Every Commonwealth country has an Information Commissioner's Office. Canada, too, and so does the provinces in Canada, which are just states. But it tells you, whenever he speaks, that he has no power. So what's the point in having them? This has called for tighter regulation of the amount of data held about citizens and urged the public to restrict information they allow organizations to hold on them. The newspaper's findings comes days after the government published plans to grant local authorities and other public access to the email and internet record millions. Can you believe this? Phone companies already retain data about their customers and give it to 650 public bodies on request. The loss of data by government departments, including an incident where Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs mislaid computer disks containing personal details of 25 million people, has heightened concerns about the amount of information being stored. But here's what it says here about what's being collected. Every day that person makes 3 mobile phone calls and sends out 2 text messages. Each time the network provider logs information about who was called, as well as location and direction of travel worked out by triangulation on phone masts. Customers can also have their locations tracked even when they're not using their phones, as the devices are unique identifying signals at regular intervals. And so is every other piece of electronic equipment you buy too, including, by the way, your cameras. All of this information can be accessed by police and other authorities investigating crimes. The internet service providers compile information about their customers when they go online, including name, address, and unique identification number for the connection, known as an IP address, any browser used, and location. I'll also add, every computer has its own unique identifier built into it from the factory. They also keep details of emails, such as whom they were sent to, together with the date and time they were sent. An average of 50 websites are visited and 32 emails sent per person in Britain every day. Privacy campaigners have expressed concern that the country's 3 biggest ISPs, BT, Virgin Media and TalkTalk, now provide this data to a digital advertising company called Form, P-H-O-R-M, so that it can be analyzed and your web surfing habits can be analyzed as well. ISPs are already voluntarily providing information they hold of customers if requested by law enforcement agencies and public authorities. A consultation published last by the government make it a legal requirement for ISPs to provide a customer's personal information when requested. A total of 520,000 requests were made by public officials for telephone and internet details last year, an increase from around 350,000 the previous year. Internet search engines also compile data about their users, including the IP address, and what works for Google receives around 60 searches for the average person per day, and stores this data for 18 months. Dr. Ian Brown, a researcher on privacy at Oxford University, said companies such as Google and internet service providers are building up huge databases of data about internet users. I love how they use these terms, internet users, rather than to say the people. It takes away the fact that we're people here being spied on. Everything we do. And you've got to ask now, why? What are those at the top so incredibly afraid of? These companies may be compelled through legal action to hand over information to third parties or the government, or the companies may lose the data and it can then be misused. Loyalty cards. I used to laugh at that. These stores have their loyalty cards. They train us like rats, you know. The whole idea with a loyalty card is if you have the card, you use that when you go through the checkout counter, the grocery stores or whatever store it is. Even the pharmacies use them. And the idea, too, is you get little discounts off certain products and items that you buy. And the person who uses cash is getting penalized. But the person who's paying cash is paying the full price. That's the whole idea. So you've been trained, Pavlovians, to get their card. It's a form of coercion. Back with more after break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, Don Onesti has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advice, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. Call us at 908-691-608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
I'm Alan Watt, back cutting through the matrix and trying to get people a little intimate about what's happened to them in a very short span of time, really, as things go. Well, it took a generation to train into this new system where everything you do is being watched, monitored, recorded. Everything, they know more about you in the government departments and MI5, MI6, CIA, etc., than you do about yourself. They have complete personality profiles on you, and they even have predictions of where you'll go next week and who you'll to, and they watch all your habits, that kind of stuff. Quite amazing. And we think we're free. Isn't that amazing, isn't it? We think we're free. Do you realize that this is the dream of every tyrant down through the ages, is this kind of power? And they used to wonder how they could make the public do things like this. They thought that using vast armies, they thought, no, you need an army the size of the population to kill them. But now they use existing institutions, your banks and your shops and so on, to work for the governments. That's how they do it. Clever, eh? It's also rather cheap for them to do it. But here's loyalty cards, and just about everybody I know has a whole bunch of these loyalty cards. They think they're getting little discounts on the purchases that they buy. I guarantee you, too, this obesity law that's out now by the United Nations. The United Nations ran the anti-smoking campaign and now going full scale ahead against obese people. They only start coming down your transactions and your purchases on foods they claim are fatty, and you get penalized. That's coming. I'll guarantee you it'll be about a year's time. Maybe sooner. Store loyalty cards also retain large amounts of information, but individuals who sign up to use them, they press data of the personal details to the outlets used, transaction time, much is spent, and also how much and what you buy. In the case of Nectar cars, which are used by more than 10 million people in Britain once a week, information is from dozens of shops compiled, giving a detailed picture of our holders' shopping habits. A spokesman for Loyalty Management UK, which is the Nectar program, the food of the gods, I bet it's cheap junk too, and insisted that information about their items bought was not compiled, but some part in the scheme, such as Sainsbury's, used their till record to compile their information. She admitted that the personal information is compiled on the Nectar scheme is kept indefinitely until individual close their accounts and ask for the information to be destroyed. In criminal inquiries, police can request the details held by Nectar. Banks can also be required to hand over personal account information to the authorities if requested as part of an investigation. They also provide personal data to credit reference agencies, debt collectors, and fraud prevention organizations. Debit and credit card transactions can give information about where and on what people are spending their money. See, the thing now is interlinked. This is the big web. This is the complete web we're talking about. Do you think is everyday normal living? The biggest source of surveillance in Britain is through the network of CCTV, closed-circuit television cameras. Britain was, again, the ones who pioneered this whole Watch the Disney campaign. And, of course, the companies who install them across the planet, including the US, Canada, Western Britain, even sent them over to a big police chief's convention in Montreal a few years ago. And the US police chiefs also attended. Now they all want them, and they're putting them in big time. They're everywhere. It says here, on average, individuals appear on 300 CCTV cameras during one day. And those tapes are kept by many organizations for indefinite lengths of time. Do you know we're not even allowed to know what organizations are watching us? On the London Underground Network, Transport for London keeps footage for a minimum of 14 days. The TfL operates more than 8,500 CCTV cameras in its underground stations, 1,550 cameras on tube trains, and up to 6,000 cameras on buses. Network Rail refused to say how many CCTV cameras it operates or for how long the footage is kept. Britain now has more CCTV cameras in public spaces than any other country in the world. A study in 2002 estimated there were around 4.2 million cameras. That number is likely to be now far higher. Number plate recognition. The latest development in CCTV is increased use of automatic number plate recognition systems, which read number plates and search databases for signs that the vehicle has been used in a crime. What a joke. What a joke, eh? But they also take photographs, too, through the windshield of the driver. That's also been in the newspaper here. A national automatic number plate recognition system obtained by the Association of Chief Police Officers. That is an international United Nations organization for those people in the US and Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and elsewhere. It's from the United Nations that runs your police chiefs. Along motorways and main roads, every number plate picked by the system is stored in a database with date, time, and location for 2 years. Well, you can put that indefinitely too. Public transportation, travel passes such as the Oyster card used in London and the key card in Oxford can also reveal remarkable amounts of information about an individual when they register a person's name, their journey, the history, dates, times, and fares. A spokesman for TfL, which runs the Oyster card system, but apparently insisted access to this information was restricted to its customer service agents, and that, of course, will be one big lie. Police, however, can also obtain this information, well, that just verifies what I just said, and have used Oyster card journey records as evidence in criminal cases. Well, these criminals are everywhere, eh? Back with more after this break.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt with 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600 at FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit DRS.org today.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. ARB control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharp mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on cardiac.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple. I have to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has methylating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radical. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
I'm Alan Watts, and cutting through the matrix, I let the tar wail on a bit longer, because that's the mood I'm in. I feel like doing a bit of wailing, and I look around and watch people staring at the ground, rather than looking up at the sky and demanding something be done here, because until we stop this aerial spraying, it's really game over. And it's part of what I'm just touch on before I go to the callers, to do with this mind control technology, and I've talked about calmatives too, which they admitted they can spray over us and calm us down and actually make us pretty stupid. And I think it's been done, actually. And I think it's also been done with HARP technology as well, which has intensified, its power is intensified with the spraying of the metallic particles in the atmosphere. The inventor of the H-bomb, Teller, talked about using this very process on whole countries, and I think it's being done. Before I go to the callers, I'm going to touch on this particular article, which isn't in accord with what I'm talking about. And it's from globalresearch.ca by Tom Burghardt, August the 24th, 2008. Defense Intelligence Agency seeking mind control weapons. A new report from the National Academy of Sciences National Research Council argues that the Pentagon should invest the fruits of neuroscientific research in order to enhance the war-fighting capabilities of U.S. soldiers while diminishing those of enemy personnel. See, that's a part you ought to listen to. Diminishing the war-fighting capabilities of the enemy personnel. You see, this is what this. You see, you know who the enemy are. I hope you realize what we're saying here. and how they word things too. The 151-page report issued by a 16-member Blue Ribbon Committee, Cognitive Neuroscience Research and National Security, was quietly announced on an August the 13th National Academy of Sciences press release. Commissioned by the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Pentagon Spy Shop, the study asserts that the U.S. intelligence community must do a better job following cutting-edge research in neuroscience, that's your brain, or as it is more likely, steering it along a path useful to Defense Department, according to the NRC. A 2005 National Research Council report described a methodology for gauging the implications of new technologies and assessing whether they pose a threat to national security. You understand that everything they do to the citizenry is under national security. We can't tell you it's for national security. We can kill you and dose you and spray you, but it's for national security. We can bring down the population because it's for national security. Read the report that Kissinger put out in the 70s on that very thing under national security. In this new report, the committee eyed the methodology to the neuroscience field and identified several research areas that could be of interest to the intelligence community: neurophysiological advances detecting and measuring indicators of psychological states and intentions of individuals, the development of drugs, there's your calmatives, you see, or technologies that can alter human physical or cognitive abilities, advances in real-time brain imaging, and breakthroughs in high-performance computing and neuronal modeling that could allow researchers to develop systems which mimic functions of the human brain, particularly the ability to organize different forms of data. That was from the National Security Intelligence Organization's under the National Academy of Science press release, August 13, 2008. Unlocking the brain is expected as the next growth industry for the military, academia, and corporate grifters, I don't know if it's grafters, hoping to land huge Pentagon contracts. As defense analyst Noah Schachtman reported in Wired, the Army has given a team of University of California researchers $4 million grant to study the foundations of synthetic telepathy. Unlike remote viewing, research funded by the CIA and Defense Intelligence Agency between 1972 and 1996, variously known as Girl Flame, Sunstreak, and finally Stargate. Stargate was popular within years for a while. Before the plug was pulled, the Army UC Irvine Joint Venture are exploring thought transmission via a brain-computer-mediated interface. Recently, New Scientist reported on a series of bizarre experiments at the University of Reading in the UK, you know, that democratic country. Researchers here have connected 300,000 disembodied rat neurons suspended in a pink cloth of nutrients and antibiotic to 8 electrodes at the base of the growth medium. As journalist Paul Marks informs us, that neurons have made and continue to make connections with each other. The voltages sparked by the firing cells are displayed on a computer screen. Now, what they do in these releases is to simply rehash stuff that they've already told you years ago. Because Sony was working with human brain tissue about 8 or 9 years ago and doing the same darn thing. So whenever they say it's rats and so on, it puts you back to sleep thinking, oh, well, that's the stage they're at, all they can do. No, it's not. They've used human and chimpanzee cells, and they've actually had them control computers and make little robots walk around. Welcome to the brave new world of neuroprosthetics and the militarists who are exploiting science and technology for weapons applications. Declaring that emerging technologies such as brain imaging and cognitive physical answers are desired by the public. NRC avers such forces act as strong market incentives for development, but as Rick Weiss cautions the Science Progress blog, but even more interesting to me is the report's discussion of the emerging market in brain-targeted performance-degrading techniques. Some experiments, it turns out, suggest that magnetic beams can be used to induce seizures in people attempting addition to the military's armamentum. More conventionally, as scientists discover new chemicals that can blur thinking, see, blurs your thinking, makes you very dopey and calm as well at the same time, or undermine an enemy's willpower. And as engineers designed AI delivery systems, that's what I've been talking about, they've been spraying you, folks, that can deliver these chemicals directly to the lungs, and from there the brain is of large groups of people. The prospect of influencing the behavior of entire enemy regiments or countries, I shall add, was real. Minding mental minefields was the article. Minding mental minefields since progress was the magazine that carried it. August 5th, 2008. The use of so-called calcium agents as non-lethal weapons are already under development. Well, they're more than that. They've been getting produced and used for a long time. As anti-fascist calling reported last month, a calmative bird of storm, the Pentagon's Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Directorate are carrying out experiments into what it euphemistically calls human effects research. Human effects research. That's H-E-R for her. They don't like women much. And developing a total body model for predicting the effects of non-lethal impacts. Apparently, the DEA has taken this a step further and will now explore the possibility of creating aerosolized pharmacological agents that can disrupt and perhaps influence the mental functioning of targeted populations and live here abroad, of course, to feel safe. Enemy soldiers or dissenting citizens here in the United States. Oh, that's more like it, folks. A little bit of truth. I wonder how they managed to. Maybe they took some of their tips and added that there by mistake. Neil Davison, a researcher with the Bradford Disarmament Research Centre at Bradford University in the UK, wrote an important 2007 study called Off the Rocker and On the Floor, the Continued Development of Biochemicals and Incapacitating Weapons. Davison examined the historical differentiation made by weaponiers between off-the-rocket agents such as LSD, ECP, and psilocybin, and their allegedly weaponized form versus on-the-floor agents such as sedatives, opiate, analgesics, and anesthetic chemicals. During the golden age of the CIA and U.S. Army's chaotic research for mind control agents during the 50s and 60s, researchers were seeking a reliable mechanism that would unlock the secrets of the mind and gain control over witting or unwitting subjects for intelligence and counterintelligence purposes. It wasn't really for that at all, folks, because, you see, there was no real Cold War. It was giving them the ability to collect data and do experiments on their own citizenry. That's what it was all about for today. Hundreds, if not thousands, of unethical experiments were carried out on psychiatric patients, civilians, and soldiers. Results were subsequently suppressed on grounds of national security. During the golden age of the CIA, sorry, I've just done that part. This thing's jumping in front of me here. While the majority of CIA and MKUltra files were ordered destroyed by former agency director Richard Helms in 1973, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence held landmark 1977 hearings and issued a report called Project MKUltra, the CIA's Program Research and Behavioral Modification. As Senator Ted Kennedy discussed in his opening remarks, some 2 years ago, the Senate Health Subcommittee heard chilling testimony about the human experimentation activities of the Central Intelligence Agency. The deputy director of the CIA revealed that over 30 universities and institutions were involved in an extensive testing and experimentation program, which included covert drug testing on unwitting citizens at all social levels, high and low, Native Americans and foreign. Several of these tests involved the administration of LSD to unwitting subjects in social conditions and situations. And this article goes on and on and on, but the point I'm getting to at is here. You see, this has nothing to do with a Cold War experimentation process. The stuff they're talking about now, at the beginning of this article, about what they want to use, is for to be used on the public. And it says it to be used on American citizens, too, if need be. Whenever they admit to something, you see, you always find they've been doing it for a time already. And I don't need an article or any article to tell me to look at the sky and remember what contrails look compared to this mush that's created by polar. I've done my own investigations into it. I don't need convincing. I know what's happening. I see the effects on the public. I see them getting dopey. Sometimes I've gone to the city, that's in Sudbury, that's called the city, although it's a town to me. And you can ask for something across the counter in a store, and you just see the vacancy in their eyes on a heavy spraying days.
They're like half-dead flies in a hot summer's day. They have trouble looking, truly. And that's what this article's all about, attacking the minds of the people. It's being done, folks. And you better start doing something about it. Don't wait for some hero to come along and say, don't worry, we've got an organization set up. We'll take care of it for you. That's the oldest con in the book. It works very well. That's where the bioethics committee suddenly, when they came out in the Dolly the Sheep, suddenly they're there. So we didn't bother starting our own up and saying, wait a minute, we have a say in what happens along this line because it's all eventually to do with people, isn't it? Back to sleep thinking they've already set up. And who are these bioethics committees anyway? They're eugenicists. Just change their name. Don't look for a champion. You are your own champion, every single one of you. And you have much rights. Sovereign right as anything else on this planet to demand anyone else, because no one is higher than you. No one. Now I'll go to the phones, and we've got Frank from Alberta on the line. Are you there, Frank?
Good evening, Alan.
Good evening.
I have a report from Alberta on the chemical conditions. One recommendation and one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
The skies in Alberta today are lovely pastel blue-white, pretty heavily impregnated with isotope barium-133, I suspect, because my lungs are burning.
Mm-hmm.
That's my weather report. And
yep.
My recommendation is everyone view September Clues.
Mm-hmm.
That can be downloaded on Google, where they very carefully show the series of videos, and which many scholars and others on CNN and CES have mistakenly misunderstood and didn't realize had been superimposed and played with. It's wonderful. I mean, we all agree that airplanes do not crash through steel buildings emerging on the
other side. Well, let's not even go into that, because anyone who hasn't got their heads that this happened and everyone knew at the top it was going to happen, that's all we need to know. That's all we need to know.
All we need to know is
it was essential that it happened, because even Brzezinski said in his own book, he said they need something on the scale of a Pearl Harbor event to get this whole war going with the Middle East, starting with Afghanistan, even named off the countries, you know. So they've got what they wanted. It had to be. It's a must be. So why even rehash it? Anyone who rehashes the fact, they're still trying to convince themselves that there was ill play. And of course there was ill play. It was designed to be. And that's not the first time they've used this kind of scenario to get war. They did the same thing with Vietnam.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm always surprised at how many people I can speak to, and we never know when someone's tuning into your show who have never heard and have never considered that the impossibility of these buildings vaporizing in front of our eyes like this.
Well, anyway, what else do you want to say, though?
Okay, and then the other thing is Argentina. I've been doing some research on Argentina. I was wondering what you know about. This is my question. First was a recommendation to watch September Clues on Google, and my question was, what do you know about Argentina, and why it's curious to me that Hebrew is one of the Hebrew and German, and another language from Wales are their national languages in Argentina. And it's an interesting country. And also, Argentina is slated to be one of the countries that will be providing military forces to occupy the United States when they begin to... This has been revealed by United Nations plans, as they will be one of the police forces policing the United States as we exchange our military forces back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Canadians are going to Germany, German troops are coming to Canada. Now, Argentina is going to United States, central United States. What can you tell me about Argentina, please, and how come it's developed predominantly with Jews, Germans?
Well, after World War II, there was a massive... in fact, towards the end of it, was a massive influx of Germans came in, both Jews and non-Jews, and deportees, as they say, or people who simply had no countries left of their own. So both groups came in at the time. And as far as the Welsh connection, I'm not quite sure. It's like growing leeks. But I think that's the break coming up. Yep, I'll be back with more after these messages. I'll take the UK call.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you're not gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over the limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithview.com, where reality shapes illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And we've got Justin in the UK there. Are you there, Justin?
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm surviving.
I'm glad to hear it. Right, so it's near the end of the show, so I'll try and keep this brief. Three questions. Don't know if you have a chance to answer them. One on the Beijing Olympics closing ceremony, and two quick ones on Agenda 21. Which I've been reading, and it's very, very revealing. Mm-hmm. But quickly, the memory tower in the Beijing Olympics closing ceremony, what is the significance of that, in your opinion?
I never saw the memory tower. I never watched any of it, to be honest with you. But I generally, at the end of the Olympics, they do have a memory tower, or sometimes two, even if a Jackin and Boas, that's in, the one that had in that. I think it was the Italian Alps or something. So they always have something to do with memory. And again, it's talking about their system. It's their system. It's not Chinese. It's the high occultic system and the memory of supposedly what was done before to them in a previous time when they were hunted and persecuted after they tried to do something in ancient times to take over the ancient. And those saying that they'd never forget would be... always kept in their memory. That be their memory tower. It's also a sort of Tower of Babel as well. They like towers. Yeah,
I saw that. It looked, at some one point of the Chinese Burmese, it looked very much like what you featured in your book, a ladder of Osiris with a sort of helter-skelter yeah. structure at one point.
That's copied after the Great Moria in Iraq, because Iraq has the main one there. That's a big one. And the whole idea of the monks was those who are allowed to go up that spiral staircase symbolizes the stairway to heaven. That's what it means. It's a spiral. It's Helter Skelter of the Beatles, too. It's all the same thing from the OTO. The ascending ones eventually go up to heaven. They're ascended masters. Yeah.
Right.
It's the reincarnation as well of the hidden master. They all believe they're gods, you see, and they believe in reincarnation. Yeah,
exactly. Like Plato talked about at the end of the Republic.
Yeah.
A full chapter, yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, two questions on Agenda 21. Basically, I've been reading it, and they kindly refer to repeating after a means of implementation chapter of each section of each chapter. They're always men, the women. It's important to get the women involved, to motivate communities, to motivate the family unit.
Yes.
And so I wonder what your thoughts were on that, because I believe it's just as easy to indoctrinate men as women, but I guess to motivate the family unit, it's important to get the women.
Yeah.
And the second question is quite ludicrous in mind. They also classified water as a finite resource, I guess, along the same with oil and everything else, fossil fuels.
Yeah.
I mean, considering the water cycle, the water on this planet is finite, but I guess it may tie in to the fact that they want to introduce water rationing, perhaps,
yes.
as part
yes.
of this agenda.
Yeah.
So I'll leave you with those two questions, and I'll go off air so that you may honor them. So thanks very much, Alan. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll find that all the marketing companies that Russell said they'd take on board, because they understood, they'd done so much research on humanity, that females are far more easily led to try something new, experimentation, than men are. Men are more conservative by nature, and therefore they'd push the whole idea that science was going to be their benefactor. They've done that through contraception, through breast implant, all the things that science promises, longevity and eventually immortality. They knew that the female would fall for it, and they would then, they wouldn't need men anymore. When there's no men and women together, there's no family unit. Therefore, the state controls the world, and that was the reason for it. Women are far more apt to try new things and experimentation. That's why 90% of magazines are aimed at females. And we're back with more from Hamish, myself, and Tiro Canada. So it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Gold has been.